The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. In the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
The name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. So, two caveats, one of which is I'm recovering from the non-flu virus that everybody has, so give me a break when I cough and sneeze. I'm doing my best, and I will not be shaking hands nor giving out communion today, but as it's the annual meeting, I kind of need to be here. And the second is, for all of the people who are visiting, I welcome you to St. Cross, but as it is our annual meeting, which is part of the makeup of the Episcopal Church, we do this once a year, this is kind of a state of the church address more than a sermon. So know that this isn't the normal, but it's what we have today. So I welcome all of you. So today we hear the Beatitudes from the Gospel of Matthew. And this reading is actually the first of the next 4 weeks where all of the readings come from the Sermon on the Mount. And the Gospel of Matthew often focuses on Jesus' teaching and the disciples learning from that teaching and either it working out for them or not so much, depending on how well they got the lesson. And so the reading today is a classic example of Jesus in the midst of a teaching moment. In fact, the Beatitudes are the very opening of Jesus' sermon to the disciples and to the masses. And at the very start, Jesus sets out for the disciples and for all who are listening that they are blessed regardless of their affliction. They are blessed now and always. And the second thing that Jesus sets out is that the road to following Jesus isn't always easy. You encounter people who are poor, mourning, meek, righteous, in need of mercy, pure, peacemakers. You can be persecuted, and to do all of this, you know what happens? You get reviled. Yeah, the Jesus movement, as our presiding bishop calls our church as faithful Christians, the Jesus movement is not a unicorns and rainbow kind of movement. It's not the Jesus feel-good movement. This movement makes us uncomfortable at times. We will be uncomfortable if we run with the Jesus movement. All of us will be. Because we're each learning again and again how to engage our faith, how to practice our faith with what each and every day brings to us. The Beatitudes teach us that we will be challenged on what we believe and why we believe it, and most of all, about how each of us is to act according to our faith. Yet the Beatitudes also point out, and I think this is important, we don't give up when we don't get it right. There's no shame in the mess up. We just move ourselves back to following Jesus. We move ourselves back to Jesus' teaching so that we can faithfully live each and every day. But the Beatitudes make clear that we are to challenge ourselves to reach out to those who are in need of God's love, of God's mercy, of God's hope, and of God's justice. Which brings me to the mission and vision of St. Cross. Now I'd like to know, is there anybody out there who can, with their eyes closed, tell me the mission of St. Cross? Awesome. Vision, anyone know the vision? It's only one sentence. Kudos especially to the vestry who spent hours working on it. Okay, but here we go, because it actually does frame who we are and what we do. And I know, mission and vision statements, we can have a whole discussion about that another time. But here is our mission. St. Cross Episcopal Church is a dynamic spiritual home where all are welcome. We celebrate, explore, and share God's love through worship, study, and service. So I'm just curious, agree, disagree? Do y'all pretty much agree with that? Yeah, I hear you. And then we say our vision is a community transformed through the Holy Spirit. And you want to know why I like our vision? Because it's not static. Our vision is constantly moving and changing and challenging us to be transformed. Transformation isn't a one-time deal. It is an ongoing movement of our faith journey. So today, as we gather for our annual meeting, so exciting after the 10 o'clock service. It's our time to check in as a parish, as a congregation, to see how we've been working as a community and, quite frankly, as individuals. How is it that we have been able to not just live our faith, but to actually struggle and grow our faith? So I want to look at the last three of our mission statement: worship, study, service. So on the worship front, I need to give the shout out of all shout outs to our altar guild. They continue to valiantly set up our church for things you don't even know happen. They come in on their Saturday mornings, two Saturdays a month, to set everything up. They come in the middle of the week on Wednesdays, and that's just for regular Sunday and Wednesday services. It's not counting funerals, ordinations, weddings, setting up for Easter, Lent, Christmas, Advent. That group is tireless. And our worship is nothing but enriched because of their ministry. This year, we were also continued to be blessed by not only your two priests on staff. I don't know that you were blessed by me. You were blessed by Gray. I'll give him the shout out there. But we also had the honor of having Greg Kimura be with us before he left to go to Ojai, and we had Bob Corner, who decided to come home in his retirement. And on top of that, we were able to welcome back two more guest preachers, Paul Lawson and Kate Lewis, to help cover the pulpit throughout this summer. And we finally this year have started one of my ongoing goals that I never thought would happen, but we finally are actually asking for your feedback on the worship service. Now, some of you are really into that, and some of you are like, the what? You won't cut, but anyway, pay attention to the service, because we will be asking. And last but not least, our worship continues to grow and change and challenge ourselves. The Order of St. Luke is exploring a healing service. And I know that the clergy and staff continue to strive to plan meaningful worship for our congregation that suits the season that we are in. When we look at study over the past year, our children's and youth ministry programs continue to flourish. Now, I haven't stopped by recently, but I hear the 3 to kindergarten and the 1st to 3rd grade rooms are packed almost every Sunday. I know that our youth are preparing for their pilgrimage to New Zealand this summer. Both men's and women's Bible study groups meet weekly. We continue to have a seasonal Lent program, education for ministry, which is our every Monday night for 4 years, remains an active ministry with new people entering. And I just saw that if you've done EFM, you can actually go back and re-register and do any year again because they have new curriculum. I want in on that. And in addition, our Sunday adult education forum, I couldn't dream up half of the topics they cover. If you have not taken your cup of coffee and gone into the Guild Room on a Sunday morning, I'm here to tell you you're missing out. They have wonderful topics, things that help us grow and learn on our own Christian journey. And then I come to service. And if I were to be honest, service is kind of the heart of St. Cross. We want to say it's worship. We want to say it's study. But really, service is, I think, where many of us focus. And if I were to take time to list all of our ministries where we serve others, it would double the length of my sermon. No, really, it would. And what amazes me about our service ministries in St. Cross is we have some that are still going strong after 25 years. We have others that have been able to thrive and go into the sunset and be thanked for their ministry. And then we have others that have begun as new growth and are also thriving. We continue to have this cycle of finding where it is God is calling us to meet the needs of our community. And we don't stick with something because it's the way we've always done it, or we've never done that before. And I think that St. Cross's heart truly is founded upon helping others. I have to give another shout out to this year's vestry because they are nothing but delightful. Whether we agree or disagree on a topic, and let me tell you, we've had both. This past year, we have worked together, prayed together, and supported one another throughout the year. They came together as a leadership unit, the likes of which I'm not sure I've seen at St. Cross, as I went on sabbatical. And as far as I could tell, there wasn't a glitch to be seen, even with the organ catching on fire, but we'll get to that later. I'm deeply grateful for this vestry's honesty, faithfulness, and wisdom as we've navigated this year. But I'll be honest, it's not all pats on the back. Our job's not over. We have done well this past year, but this coming year is going to see many changes. We have Bitsy Lutton stepping down from neighbor to neighbor after 25 plus years, and we're going to be looking for new leadership. Our altar guild, while tireless, continually tells me that they need new members to sustain their ministry. 2 Saturdays every 5 weeks. Come on, guys. Somebody's got to fill that call. And Bruce Diffley has stepped down from Buildings and Grounds, which I love Buildings and Grounds, but I do tease Bruce that it's like herding cats in a shower with the water on. They are great people, but it's always something new and different that they are dealing with. We've just hired a new office administrator this week, and you'll hear more about that at the annual meeting. And we're interviewing for a sexton this coming week. That's the fancy word for person who cleans and takes care of everything. I believe that our incoming vestry is actually going to need to look at the ebb and flow of leaders and ministries in our congregation and think about how we can encourage, support, and sustain new leadership. On another front, our presiding bishop, our own diocesan bishops, fellow parishioners, and the clergy are all exploring what it means to be sanctuary. I realize, especially given the events of this weekend, that is a hot-button word. But I hope that we will discuss what sanctuary might mean for St. Cross in an upcoming adult forum on a Sunday after the 10 o'clock service. As always at St. Cross, we discuss and educate first, knowing that when we say all are welcome here, there will be a diversity of viewpoints on any topic, which is also a hallmark of who St. Cross holds themselves up to be. But being part of the sanctuary movement, or sacred resistance as our diocese is calling it, I like sanctuary movement, is something we'll be discussing and praying about, and I already know that we have some parishioners who are participating as we speak. And last but not least, it's time for us to look at some further capital repairs. That's right, I love a good capital campaign, but in all honesty, we don't have accessibility for those who have different physical needs to the top floor of our education building, which includes our choir room. There isn't an accessible bathroom in our education wing. Our organ, which caught fire this summer, but is still clearly playable due to the awesomeness of John Tveit. Our organ needs extensive repair and upgrading, which is normal for any instrument of its age, especially living in a beach climate. And we're in the process of examining all of the stained glass windows, but especially our beloved Jesus window, as there are going to need to be repairs in both the immediate future and the long-term future. The reason for these capital improvements is to keep our church plant in the best physical shape so that we continue to have worship and study and service, and that we can focus on that and not the leaks in our roof. Now, my goal for this year, if I were to say, what is it I hope we're going to do this coming year? Are you ready for it? My goal is that we continue to struggle with our faith. If we are comfortable, then I'm not sure we're necessarily fully engaging the Jesus movement. And that's true for me too. I pray that we will continue to put ourselves in places where we may not be comfortable, but where we're learning and growing as Christians and we're actually practicing being a Christian. I pray that we will continue to express our faith through how we care for one another, both the faithful parishioner who sits next to us on Sunday and to the complete stranger. You see, we, each and every one of us, is part of this great Jesus movement. And the one thing I know for sure is that we have our work set out for us. Amen.